The next patient is Ella Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. First name, E-L-L-A, Ella Willis. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white female. Who is referred to a practice for evaluation of the kidney function. On June 8th of 2022, the patient had a creatinine of 1, a blood urea nitrogen of 23, with an estimated GFR of 51, and the patient had a microalbumin creatinine ratio of 5. The patient is CKD 3A 4 slash 4 slash A1. CKD3A 4 slash 3A1. The patient has remained in this stage for a lengthy period of time. She is asymptomatic. And unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis to assess the activity of the urinary sediment, period. We are going to order a kidney ultrasound in order to assess the anatomy, the presence of calcifications, kidney stones, period. At the same time, we're going to do the urinalysis, the protein creatinine ratio, to complete the evaluation, as well as the PTH and vitamin D. Period. Number two, this patient has a history of CML. That is treated by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. The patient is taking Tasigna, Tango Alpha, Sierra, India, Golf, November, Alpha, Tasigna, 200 milligrams on everyday base, 200 milligrams POBID. Period. The patient has not developed any side effects associated to this medication. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of fenofibrate in combination with a Crestor. The hyperlipidemia is under control. The total cholesterol 156, the HDL 59, LDL 78. Patient remains in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral, period. We spend 15 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face conversation, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 6 minutes.